from monkeypox. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. White House officials say they have a plan to deal with the virus that's slowly spreading around the globe.
COVID-19 response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha says there have been no deaths from this outbreak, primarily because vaccines against it are available. Still, the administration is trying to address it. The Department of Health and Human Services announced today it is launching an advanced strategy to fight monkeypox, especially targeting areas where the highest spread is happening.
Fox's Gernal Scott. FDA advisors recommend updating COVID booster shots for the fall, saying they should be modified to better match more recent variants of the virus. A final decision from the FDA is expected within days. Pfizer and Moderna tested shots updated against the Omicron variant that surged last winter, but those are already outdated. In today's elections, Illinois Governor Democrat J.B. Pritzker has secured the nomination. In Oklahoma, Republican Governor Kevin Stitt has secured his Republican nomination, and Senator James Lankford has secured his nomination. A top aide to Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows testified before the House January 6th committee this afternoon.
After his rally on January 6th, former President Trump intended to come to the Capitol. Secret Service said it was too dangerous.
The president reached up towards the front of the vehicle to grab at the steering wheel.
Cassidy Hutchinson, a top aide, the White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, says she was told about the president's reaction when he was told by a lead Secret Service agent they'd have to return to the White House.
Mr. Trump then used his free hand to lunge towards Bobby Engel. And when Mr. Renato had recounted this story to me, he had motioned towards his clavicles.
In a social media post, Trump says he hardly knows Hutchinson.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Forecasters are watching a potential tropical cyclone that will likely impact South America.
An organized low-pressure system is still believed to be growing into what would be the Atlantic's second tropical cyclone of the year. It could soon be given the name Bonnie, but the National Hurricane Center is already posting warnings for the Lesser Antilles. It could impact the Venezuelan coast in a couple of days and even grow into a hurricane when making a landfall in Nicaragua or Costa Rica this weekend. It is not expected to threaten a U.S. coastline. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
The first American to be convicted in a U.S. jury trial of joining ISIS has had his prison term reduced from 20 years to 14 years after an appeals court ordered a new sentencing hearing. Mohammed Quais was convicted in 2017 of providing material support to terrorists as well as a weapons charge. Prosecutors say he traveled to ISIS-controlled territory in Iraq and Syria in December 2015, but he left after a few months and surrendered in northern Iraq to Kurdish forces. While there is no evidence that he fought for the Islamic State, there was evidence at his trial that he volunteered to be a suicide bomber and that he cared for injured fighters at safe houses. The latest snapshot of home prices in the country is in.
Home prices surged to another high in April, 20.4% year over year. However, the momentum is slowing, according to the latest S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller U.S. National Home Price Index. Of the top 50 metro areas, 32 had more than 10% of listings with a price decline. The strongest price gains were found in Tampa, Miami, and Phoenix, while cities with the smallest gains were Minneapolis, Washington, and Chicago. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Wall Street, the Dow minus 491, the Nasdaq off 343, the S&P lost 78. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.